Carly Lloyd admits U.S. women's national team lost to bigger, stronger, faster 15-year-old boys. By Dylan Gwynn on November 10, 2023. It's been one of the most closely guarded secrets in the mainstream sports media world. It is so sensitive that no one has openly discussed it on major media platforms. But former U.S. women's national team, U.S. Aunt, star Carly Lloyd has broken the silence and admitted the truth. The U.S. women's national team got beat by a bunch of 15-year-old boys. While answering questions from fans on X, one daring X user asked if it was true that the U.S. Aunt lost to a bunch of 15-year-old boys. What's up, Alexi? Yes, it's true. I know, thousands of people have already brought that up. They were good. We actually lost to a youth Bayern Munich team in my career as well, but then we went on to win Olympics and World Cups. So. What's interesting about this answer is not only that she admits the loss to the 15-year-old boys, who were, in fact, a youth academy team affiliated with Dallas FC, not merely a bunch of boys. But she also discloses another incident, unknown to most, when the U.S. Aunt lost to a boys' youth team in Germany. However, Lloyd's biggest admission, the one that is likely to earn her far more hate from the radical gender ideology mob than merely admitting defeat to multiple boys' youth soccer teams, is when she confessed that boys, even younger boys, are bigger, faster, and stronger than adult women. Haha. They should beat us. Bigger, stronger, faster. Boys always gave us a run for our money. It was great prep. Oh wow. They should have beat us? Boys are bigger, stronger, faster? This kind of talk will not sit well with the "there's no difference between boys and girls" crowd. Lloyd's statement did not go unnoticed by women's sports defender Riley Gaines. Yes, the male youth teams the U.S. Aunt lost to were extremely talented. Many of those players are playing professional soccer right now. However, the point still stands: males who have undergone puberty, even 15-year-old males, are infinitely more athletic than even the very best female athletes in their respective sport. In previous generations, this wouldn't have been a point that needed to be made, but here we are. And good for Carly Lloyd for saying it.